Now, I have to say, I've been looking forward to this because Margaret Mills is going to be taking us to a riotous night at an inn right now.
Absolutely, Scott. This one will suit you.
Oh, really?
Definitely.
And where is this inn?
This inn is actually in Rayleigh.
Oh, right. And not far from where I live.
No, well, there you are. It could be you. It could be you. The only thing that makes me know it isn't you is I'm talking about 1805.
Might still be me.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Well, I've been looking at some newspaper snippets, and this one made the Times newspaper in March 1805, would you believe?
Mm.
And it concerns a party of seven gentlemen who gathered together at the inn for a celebration, unspecified celebration, I hasten to say, and they ordered a dinner, expecting that more people would be coming along later.
Mm-hmm.
So the dinner was laid on for 14 people.
Mm-hmm.
Only seven ended up attending. And by dinner, I'm also talking about drink.
Right.
As well. So they had a rather enjoyable evening.
Mm-hmm.
And at 10 o'clock, called for the bill. When the bill came, which the landlord presented, they declared that the bill was extortionate. The landlord refused to reduce the bill, and so a rumpus ensued. The innkeeper was beaten quite severely. I mean, seven against one, it's not really fair. And it said that one of the gentlemen who attended was an army captain. There were some army, there were some soldiers stationed close by to the inn on manoeuvres at Rayleigh. They got to hear of this rumpus that was going on and promptly piled into the inn with the intention of rescuing their captain. Actually, it was the innkeeper who needed rescuing.
I think it was.
So the case eventually came to court, and it was ordered that the seven gentlemen pay the poor innkeeper £300 in compensation, not only for the meal and the drink, but also for the injuries that this poor man had sustained.
And what year was this?
This was in 1805.
300 quid, it must have been a lot of money.
A lot of money. Seven of them.
Yes.
So let's hope, for their sakes, that they were seven pretty wealthy people.
Yes. And which inn was it, do you know?
We don't know. That wasn't specified. These little items in the newspaper are often reported without names and without actual locations. It's just described as being an inn at Rayleigh.
All right. Thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, Scott.
And what are you going to be looking at next week then?
I'm going to be looking at a reward for a diligent postman.
All right. Thank you very much.